Maybe I'd ask Tom Hardy to introduce members of the press who are here today.
Chairman Koenig, we have Sonia Booth from UIC News, Julie Worth from the Champaign News Gazette, Jody Cohen from the Chicago Tribune. We have a cameraman from Channel 5, and I think our only still photographer is from the Chicago Sun-Times, Chicago Tribune, and Associated Press have taken their pictures of mine.
Okay. Good. Thank you, Tom, and welcome, everyone. Thanks for being here. Now I'd like to turn to the agenda for the annual meeting of the board. Traditionally, the board has met six times a year. The January meeting has been designated as the annual meeting, and there are certain things that need to be done at this meeting which are unique from all of the other ones. The most important of those is to organize the board by electing board officers, including the chair of the board, two members of the executive committee to serve with the chair, electing certain board officers, and approving certain delegations of signatures to help administer the university. I'd like to turn to Susan Keyes as our secretary. In the past, typically Susan would read what's called the special order of business at this point. Perhaps since board members received a copy of that in their board packets, we could skip that reading, which I think will be well received by the audience if we do that. And I'd ask Susan to enter the material directly into the minutes of the meeting. If I hear no objections, we'll proceed along those lines. Is that okay with everyone? At this point, then, we'll proceed directly to the nominations. May I have a nomination for chair of the Board of Trustees?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to nominate Christopher G. Kennedy as chair of the Board of Trustees. Mr. Kennedy has been chair of the board since 2009 and has served the University of Illinois well during his tenure. His experience as chairman of the Joseph P. Kennedy Enterprises, chairmanship of Top Box Foods, and service as president of the Merchandise Mart Properties in Chicago have provided him with exceptional business experience and helped him develop into the leader he is today. He has provided the university with thoughtful and strong guidance when the university faced very difficult challenges. Certainly, we hope the challenges during the next year will be less intense, but should they not, I feel very certain that Mr. Kennedy will continue his path of excellence and guide the university well.
Well, I appreciate that, Jim. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And I agree with your hopes that this next year is less good. Thank everyone in the room.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to second that nomination.
Thank you very much. Are there any other nominations? Is there any discussion? So we'll take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all very much. I appreciate that. We now have to elect two board members to serve on the board's executive committee. We will vote on each nomination separately in the order in which they are nominated. It would be helpful now if we could have a nomination for the first position to serve on the executive committee for 2013.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to nominate my friend Ed McMillan as the first executive committee member. Just to give a little background, he served on the Board of Trustees since 2009. He is an alumnus of the University of Illinois, earning his Bachelor of Science degree from the College of Aces, and is a graduate of the Credit Research Foundation School of Credit and Financial Management. Ed is chair of the University of Illinois Research Park Board of Managers and past chair of the University of Illinois Alumni Association Board of Directors. He is also the chair of our Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee of the Board of Trustees. It is therefore my great honor to nominate him as first executive committee member.
Thank you.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Any other nominations? Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
That's great. Ed's a tremendous source of advice for me and I know for the senior leadership team, so it'll be great to have your continued service.
Thank you.
And may we have a nomination now for a second person to serve on the executive committee?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to nominate Pamela Strobel as the second executive committee member. Pam has served on the Board of Trustees also since 2009. She is an alumna of the University of Illinois, earning two degrees, a BS in journalism and a JD from the College of Law. She has been highly honored for her academics and her leadership in the business area. Pam served as president of Exelon's business services company and later as chief executive officer of Exelon Energy